Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics.
It's hope time. It's peace time. It's healing time. It's hope time. It's peace time. It's
the Michael Medved Show.
Louder!
The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. For people who don't remember those inspiring words about it's hope time, it's healing time, it's peace time, that was Jesse Jackson a long time ago. But is it hope time, healing time, peace time for the Republican Party? You know who's asking that question? It's a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberal sources in the media, all of whom are talking about the great big red wave. Will that come to fruition? There's good news all around us. There's good news right here in Seattle, because with the rain coming down, and it's due to rain today, the air quality is somewhat better. We no longer have the distinction, and I didn't want to harp on this because I'm kind of a local promoter. I love this city, and I love this area, and I'm glad for the Northwest. And now it's acting a little bit more like the Northwest because it's raining and we no longer have the distinction of supposedly having the worst air quality of any major city in the world. That was an aberration, and it was brief, but is it actually deeply reflected by the concern about climate change? Can you blame climate change for the wildfires and for the smoke coming down and ruining the air in Seattle? That's what Democrats are saying. It's one of the problems for that particular party, which is beset by problems right now. Even candidates who are supposed to be sure winners are facing very real challenges. There's this from the Emerson College Polling National Survey. It shows that President Biden, with a 53% disapproval rating, a 39% approval rating, in other words, he's underwater by 14 points. This reflects a 6 percentage point drop in Biden's approval since last month, and a 4 percentage point increase in the president's disapproval. On the generic congressional ballot, 46% of voters say, yep, I'm planning to support the Republican candidate. Only 41% the Democratic candidate. That is a margin of 5 points, which should lead to, at least if that turns out to be true, a 30-seat gain in the House of Representatives. And yes, would indicate a very big chance of actually taking the Senate as well. Among those who say they are almost certain they will vote this November. By the way, are you almost certain to vote this November? Or do you think that the vote is a waste of time somehow? If you do, by the way, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. It's very important to vote this November. And we have two individuals coming on the show, one of whom is a candidate right here in the state of Washington, running for King County prosecutor, which is a crucial element if you're going to be fighting crime. We'll be talking to Jim Farrell. And then we'll be speaking to Lonnie Chen, who is electrifying the political world. He really is. Could become the very first Republican since 2006 to win a statewide election for controller, which is a crucial post controlling the state's finances, in California. That's right. The phrases Republican, a winner, and California, those don't normally fit together, but Lonnie Chen may be breaking that mold. We'll also be speaking about the situation with the collapse of the British Conservative Party. Does that have a warning sign for Americans on either side or any side? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. The among those who say they are almost certain they will vote in November, congressional Republicans lead by 10 percentage points. That's 51% to 41%. Now, that key number there is at 51%. That means a majority of people who say they are sure they're going to vote are already over on the Republican side. So even if the undecided go overwhelmingly for Democrats in all of these polls, and this is what is that's so important to note, they show Republicans gaining ground and enjoying the lead, even in New York State, where The Hill magazine, following the Michael Medved show and what we've been talking about all week, is talking about the fact that in New York they have a real race for governor. It is, according to the most recent polling, 4 points that separates Lee Zeldin, the conservative congressman from Long Island, against the incumbent governor, Kathy Hochul, who is being told by a number of editorialists and commentators on the Democratic side, hey, lady, you better get going because you've got a race here, and that could be an epic upset if Lee Zeldin wins the governorship of New York. He instantly becomes a national figure. And it would be an amazing development. Look, why is this going on? It seems to me it's going on because partially Joe Biden has made the mistake of avoiding hiding, which he ought to do. The more Joe Biden exposes himself to the media and becomes sort of the subject of conversation, the worse it is for his party. He has a perfectly plausible excuse. We're talking about nuclear war here. We're talking about a recession that could end up being very painful. It could be a worldwide recession. That's part of what got rid of Liz Truss in Great Britain. We will talk about that and lessons for the United States as well. But with all of that going on, for President Biden, the normal thing would be say, look, my party has outstanding leaders. We have outstanding candidates. They can speak for themselves. But for him to go home to Pennsylvania, and yes, he's originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, as we all know, and Delaware anyway is dominated by Philadelphia media markets just because of where it is. And not having a huge city of its own. The point about this is Biden coming home to Pennsylvania to campaign for John Fetterman. Really? And all of a sudden John Fetterman got dressed up. He was actually wearing a tie, a sky blue tie, and a jacket, and no hoodie, and the tattoos not exposed, and he was campaigning with Joe Biden. Is that helping John Fetterman? The polling shows no. And there is an incredible effort at this point now to unite Republicans behind Mehmet Oz, and that's what's going on. The front page of the Seattle Times today, wake up and am greeted by basically front page news, but the Seattle Times reporting that the most recent polling shows a huge surge for Tiffany Smiley, our Republican candidate for Senate, who's been a guest on this show, who is now closing the gap with Senator Murray. And why? Well, Senator Murray sent out a tweet yesterday which blamed climate change for the wildfires. And not explicitly, and certainly not scientifically, but she said this, and this is the kind of thing in which the Democrats are just so incredibly out of touch. She said, for the second day in a row, Seattle has some of the worst air quality in the world. The air outside isn't safe, especially for our kids. Let me be absolutely clear. Climate change is a crisis that is hurting all of us. Look, they have fires that, through a combination of incompetence and circumstance, they've been unable to put out. They aren't even some of the biggest wildfires we've had recently. The idea that the wildfires are due to climate change is ridiculous. The fire season has been less devastating this year than it was last year. So what's the story with trying to blame climate change, long-term climate change, for this crisis? We will get to that, but we'll be speaking first up to one of the most exciting candidates on the ballot anywhere, Lan He Chen, about to win a statewide race for Republicans. Coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our show Lonnie Chen, who is a candidate for the Republican Party and really for the state of California and its future, running for controller of the state of California. And he has been amazingly endorsed by the Los Angeles Times and the Sacramento Bee and liberal newspapers in California, despite his status as a lifelong conservative and a fellow of the Hoover Institution. what do you think is the secret, Lonnie, that has allowed you to connect with so many people, many of whom have never voted for a Republican before?
Well, it's great to be back with you, Michael, and I'll just add one more. We got the endorsement of the San Francisco Chronicle. The hometown paper of my opponent, Malia Cohen. I think that the state of affairs in California is such that there is great frustration with the fact that our state has gotten out of the problem-solving business. You know, we have challenges in California with homelessness, public safety. Our public education system is faltering with too many students left behind. And I think all of these problems together, folks want accountability for where the state is spending its money. And when you spend, as California does, $300 billion a year without any meaningful accountability for that money, no demand of any kind of result for what we're actually spending our money on, I think at some point even the most diehard progressives get frustrated with a lack of accountability. I mean, the LA Times editorial board, in their endorsement of me, said straight out, California needs a fiscal watchdog, and the controller, which is the position I'm running for, needs to be as independent from the party in power as possible. And it's the confluence of those things, Michael, that I think is bringing people to look at candidacy before party. And that is what I hope will be the trend that will carry the day on November the 8th.
I know, I remember years ago there was a Democratic senator named William Proxmire in Wisconsin who used to give out the Golden Fleece Award, and he would give it out every week, finding some kind of appalling government waste of money. First of all, that might be a good idea for you to give out that kind of award when you serve as controller. But is there a more grotesque waste of taxpayer money at every level than the high-speed bullet train that they may never, ever complete in the state of California?
Well, the problem with the bullet train is several-fold. One is it's way over budget. You know, when they initially thought this thing was going to cost maybe a few billion dollars, now we know it's going to cost over $100 billion. And what they promised is nowhere near what they've actually delivered in terms of meaningful track. In fact, they've really only laid the foundation for about 8 or 9 miles of this train, which is supposed to run several hundred of miles. I mean, it's remarkable. And the Los Angeles Times did an expose several months ago and found that a lot of the money that had been paid had gone to foreign contractors who hadn't even delivered on the promises they'd made. So, yeah, it's a big problem, and it's something the controller can audit, and it's one of the things I would focus on right out of the gate. But you know, that's only one example. We talk about Golden Fleece. I'll give you the Golden Fleece of the day goes to the city of San Francisco, who we just discovered are spending $1.7 million to build a single toilet. A single public commode is going to cost $1.7 million and take 3 years to construct. Now, if you don't think of that as an example of excess and, frankly, stupidity, that even the Arts Commission in San Francisco has to sign off on the construction of this darn thing, I don't know what to tell you. California, we've got some problems, but the $2 million toilet takes the cake.
Well, again, that's not the Golden Fleece. That's the Golden Potty. And, again, one of the things that Democrats have accused President Trump of is having gold fixtures in his washroom. Would these toilet seats be actual gold, or it just seems that way because of the expense?
I hope they're heated, or provide a nice ambiance for the person using them. But, you know, this is what happens when you don't have accountability. This is what happens when you have a one-party monopoly. And it's not uncommon. We see it in states across the country. We see excess in states where there's no check and balance. And that's why I think this is a valuable position to run for and to seek to bring that balance back to my state.
Okay. In terms of your fellow Republicans in California, it's been a long time dream of a lot of people. I mean, I wrote a lengthy article for Commentary Magazine about it 10 years ago, about how the Republican Party can become relevant and competitive again even in a place like California, if you were giving advice to your fellow candidates, to your fellow conservatives, what would be the most important priority for making the Republican Party a viable alternative for people in the Golden State?
I have a couple thoughts. One is have ideas. I think too often Republican candidates over the years have been very good at criticizing the status quo, but not particularly good at coming up with their own ideas about how to address the challenges that the state faces. Now, the controller in California is not fundamentally a policymaking job, but it is a job where you can make recommendations and offer your thoughts. And one of the things I said is, listen, we need to have a whole set of ideas about how to address these challenges. But even within the context of the controller's office, what are the three or four specific things I want to do? Bring transparency, take the audit function, and make sure we're addressing challenges the state faces, et cetera. So number one is have ideas. Number two, I think it's really important for in these states that are particularly diverse, California and other states certainly fit the bill, make sure that you are meeting people and voters where they are. And in the case of California, that means making sure that Hispanic voters and Asian voters and African-American voters across the state are hearing the message and making sure they understand that the way we view the electorate is not to slice and dice people based on their ethnicity, but to say, I understand and I see you, and I want to understand the issues that you're confronting, and I want to tell you what I think we can do to make them better. So I think that's very important as well. And then the last thing I would just say is people have to invest in changing the political system in these states. And I talk to people who are donors and supporters in politics all the time, and a lot of them have lost hope in California. Heck, a lot of voters have lost hope in California. And so I remind them that when you lose hope and you don't invest, you don't put back into those states, it only gets worse. And so it's important that when we look at states like Washington and Oregon and California, where it doesn't seem like there's hope, people need to recognize the only way you change the status quo is by actively going out and doing it. And that's why the support of so many Californians and people around the country for my campaign has been invaluable.
And I hope that support continues. We'll post information about Alani Chen and about his campaign for controller of the state of California. And it's not too late. You can make a difference in this campaign. And if you've been thinking about actually investing in the future of a more viable, more constructive, more effective Republican Party and building a Republican majority, check out Lani Chen. It's at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed, and hope to be celebrating with you on Tuesday night, less than 3 weeks from now. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is bragging that it only got the country into half as much financial trouble as it did last year. In a statement, the Treasury Department said the annual deficit went from $2.8 trillion in 2021 to roughly $1.4 trillion so far this year, crediting the change to the expiration of trillions in pandemic-era emergency spending.
Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon has been found to be in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a select committee subpoena for documents and testimony. Bannon had asked federal judge Carl Nichols for a sentence of probation, but his failure to appear before the House has landed him a four-month stay in jail. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, there is in the New York Times, yes, the New York Times, America's leading organ of liberal opinion, and it is. And they have a new piece by David Brooks entitled Why Republicans Are Surging. And he writes, over the past month or so, there's been a rumbling across the land, and yes, you can hear it, you can even feel it. And the news is not good for Team Blue. In the latest New York Times Siena College poll, 49% of likely voters said they plan to vote for a Republican for Congress. Only 45% said they plan to vote for a Democrat. Last month, Democrats held a one-point lead. So, in other words, the Democrats have sunk by 6 points net in just a month. The poll contains some eye-popping numbers. Democrats were counting on abortion rights as a big issue, gaining them broad support among female voters. It doesn't seem to be working. Over the past month, the gender gap, which used to favor Democrats, has evaporated. In September, women who identified as independent voters favored Democrats by 14 points. Now, women who identify as independent voters favor Republicans by 18 percentage points. Okay. This is a monumental shift. That's a 32-point shift in a month. Overall, Republicans lead among independents by 10 points. If Republicans win independent voters by 10 points, then there are shocking outcomes that are possible everywhere. And one of the things that is making a difference, of course, it's inflation. Everybody feels it. Everybody's worried about a recession coming. And a recession coming making it more difficult to actually put the brakes on inflation at the same time. But it's also the issue of crime. because this has been mishandled, shamefully handled by the Democrats. Frankly, it should have been a bigger issue for Republicans in the election of 2020. It could have made a difference in lots of races, including those two races in Georgia that gave the Democrats control, one hopes temporarily, of the U.S. Senate. But the reason it's such a powerful issue is because the Democrats are just so wrong on this. We're going to be talking about the issue of crime with a candidate for a nonpartisan office, which is prosecutor of King County, Washington, Jim Farrell. King County, of course, the county where Seattle is. In Philadelphia, there's another DA, an extreme leftist, named Larry Krasner, strongly backed by John Fetterman, and backed, one would appear, by Joe Biden, who was just out campaigning with Larry Fetterman, with John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. This is the district attorney of Philadelphia trying to blame Republicans for pointing out that we have a real problem with violent crime in this country. Listen to the DA, clip 12.
Part of the Republican playbook, as you well know, is to point a finger at large, diverse cities and say large, diverse cities are lawless. Does that remind you of anything? You ever heard that before? Those of you in the press are students of history. You're aware of the Southern strategy. What we see here is the same old playbook, which is about coded and racist messaging. It's about blaming the biggest city in Pennsylvania with the most diverse population for having the same national struggle that we have with gun violence everywhere, and even having increases that are less than the committee's counties.
Less than the committee's counties? Look, Philadelphia has skyrocketing crime. Everyone acknowledges it. You can't deny it. The number of murders, the number of assaults, the number of shootings, and that, of course, has to do with the idea of treating justice as a revolving door, not keeping people behind bars who need to be behind bars. For instance, in Pennsylvania, right where Larry Krasner, the DA of Philadelphia, was talking, CNN went out to talk with voters. And here's what one citizen told the network, which is kind of amazing to hear. Listen, clip 13.
I'm voting based on our economy and based on the crime.
Sharon Jackson said the country is moving in the wrong direction.
I go to the grocery store and I'm like, oh my goodness, this cost me $250. Oz has more to offer to me, and to, I think that he has a lot more to offer to our state.
Okay, they're talking about Dr. Oz versus John Fetterman, which is, I think, the way it's going to go. It's going to go for Dr. Oz, and it should. Why? Joe Scarborough, who, of course, is no deep-seated conservative, had this to say on MSNBC, blasting Democrats. Listen, this is clip 4.
When you have cops quitting left and right in Philadelphia because they don't feel like, you know, They're not going to risk their lives so they can arrest people who are going to be out on the street the next day. And then you have progressives telling people in Philadelphia, telling these people, oh, you're wrong. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe the fact. There's something wrong for you for being afraid to go to work. There's something wrong with you for being afraid to go home, as they were talking about right there. It is just really progressives on crime in places like Philadelphia and New York are so extraordinarily clueless. It's maddening. And yet you see it in these focus groups.
Okay, and you see it in Oregon as well, which is another place where Republicans could elect the first Republican governor since 1982. That's 40 years. And listen to Christine Drazen, Republican nominee for governor and front runner, talking about her opponent, Tina Kotek. Listen, this is clip 11.
You know, Tina Kotek is the original defund the police candidate. She did not support police even when rioters were attacking a police station. it's stunning to me that she would talk now like she supports law enforcement. I will support law enforcement. As governor, I will fully fund state police. As governor, I will support law enforcement because we need it in our communities. Our communities are less safe today because we have fewer police on our streets. Our police officers ensure community safety. They ensure that we actually have in laws that are enforced. We deserve that. We need that. And as governor, I will ensure that that is our future.
That's exactly the point she should be making. And Portland was, during the May and the riots after May of 2020 that went on and on and on, they had riots every night in Portland. And, of course, they should make support for the police and support for public safety an issue. And the idea that it's racist, as Larry Krasner tried to suggest, that's outrageous. In his column about the Republican surge, David Brooks for the New York Times makes the point that Democrats, if they want to have any chance of competing in this election coming up in just a couple of weeks, need to take a couple of lessons to heart. Number one, it's hard to win consistently if voters don't trust you on the top issue. The top issue right now is the economy. All the polls show Americans trust Republicans more on economic issues. Number two, Democrats have a crime problem. You just heard about it. Number three, Democrats have not won back Hispanics. In 2016, Trump won 28% of the Hispanic vote. 4 years later, in 2020, Trump won 38%. This year, as William Galston noted in the Wall Street Journal, recent surveys suggest Republicans will once again win about 34% to 38% of the Hispanic vote. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is leading the Democrat Charlie Crist by 16 points among Hispanic likely voters. Isn't that amazing? So what does it all mean? Frank Luntz talks about what he foresees after Election Day, coming up on the MedVet Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water,
and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. The election is coming up and it is getting truly exciting. And one of the aspects about this election is that this new Emerson poll that was taken showed that there was a very big difference between people who were sure they were going to vote and people who were not sure they were going to vote. And the people who were not sure they were going to vote were much more split. The people who were sure they were going to vote showed Republican preference about 10 points up. This is part of the reason that what we're covering this hour, which is the likelihood of some even unexpected, people would say miraculous Republican victories in places like Oregon and places like California with Lonnie Chen, and with a number of congressional districts in California, with congressional districts in Oregon. In Rhode Island, there's a congressional district that actually since pre-colonial times has been a left-wing progressional congressional district. The second district in Rhode Island, where there's a former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, Alan Fung, who is way ahead of his Democratic opponent. This is after a 20-year Democratic incumbent was retiring. This is going on across the country, and that's what a wave means. But Frank Luntz, who is actually a very, very smart, insightful, a tough political analyst, says the problems won't be over after Election Day in 2022. And what he expects is with Democrats primed to lose a bunch of races, that they will borrow a leaf out of a fairly shameful Republican book and deny the election results. This is part of what's wrong with election denial, is it's not just one side doing it. If the other side does it, if nobody accepts the results of the election, even when they're clear, even when they're overwhelming, it's a problem for the country. Here's what Frank Luntz talked about after dealing with some of the realities and some of the focus groups that he uses. Clip 14.
I want to relate this back exactly 2 years ago, because it was 2 years ago next week that you had me on the show, and I said that Trump on election night would be leading. But on the hours and days that followed, Biden would catch up, move ahead, and would eventually be elected president. I'm here to say to you now that there are enough election deniers out there, candidates running, that are going to lose and going to claim that they won and they won't accept the election results. I am scared to death, and I'm doing this a week earlier so that you can replay this and replay this and replay this. We are going to have a problem in this country if Senate candidates, Governor candidates, Secretary of State candidates lose by 2 or 3% and claim the election is stolen. And I'm warning the markets now that I don't think we're going to have a clear result on Election Day.
And that, by the way, puts him in a minority. Most people are suggesting there will be a clear result, particularly on the House side. The Senate is complicated. You know why the Senate is complicated? It's complicated because of the system they have in Georgia. It is extremely likely that with two flawed candidates, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, that neither of them will get a clear victory this time. They'll both be under 50%, in which case, in Georgia law, they have a runoff where you can't vote for a third-party candidate. You can't vote for anybody else. The idea is that people who are supporting Herschel Walker are probably more loyal in terms of partisan party outlook. They are going to vote for a Republican because so much of the attack on Herschel Walker has not been based on policy. It's been based on personality and personal history. So would that give him an edge in a runoff, which won't be settled until December? And is it possible that that would be the single race that would determine which party controls the Senate? Sure, it's possible. That's the way it was last time. And this time, one hopes that Republicans would not blow the race in behalf of Democrats during that period between the normal election day, November 8th, and a month later when they vote in that runoff in Georgia. With all of this coming forward, there was Joe Biden trying to make his closing arguments as we approach the midterms. This is the President of the United States talking about some of our economic problems that are looming in the immediate future. Clip three.
Republican leadership in Congress has made it clear. They will crash the economy next year by threatening the full faith and credit of the United States for the first time in our history, putting the United States in default unless we yield to their demand to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, this is not true. There is no demand to cut Social Security and Medicare. Part of what they're talking about is not to cut it, but to reduce the growth in Social Security and Medicare, to reduce the growth in the deficit spending that is involved. And Biden then was described the Republican economic agenda as he sees it in what are meant to be memorable and alliterative terms. Listen, this is clip five.
And they're going to raise big farmers' profits. They're doing fine, big farmers. They're not hurting at all. And they're going to raise your health insurance premiums. It's mega, mega trickle-down. Mega, mega trickle-down. The kind of policies that have failed the country before and will fail it again.
Okay, this is a rough case for the president to make. Because if you look at the judgment of the American people during Donald Trump's 4 years as president of the United States, and yes, he was 4 years president of the United States, most people looked at the economy, they looked at their 401ks, they looked at how things were going, inflation, savings, investments, pretty good. It was a mega, mega trickle down. How many people out there would prefer an economy like what we are facing now with the cost of gas, the cost of interest rates, the cost of getting a mortgage, that the general economic hardships that we have today, how many people prefer that to what was the case, say, in 2018, 2019, in the middle of the Trump presidency? And who is to blame for inflation? Chris Cuomo had a pretty interesting and direct and surprisingly honest answer on that for a member of the Cuomo family. This is Chris Cuomo 6.
Voters most concerned with the economy favor Republicans overwhelmingly. The margin is 2-1. Does Biden deserve the blame, as every GOPer says? Yes. Why? He's the president. It's on his watch. The cost of gas, $2.41 before him, $3.83 now. It's up 59%. Cost of eggs, up 30% year over year. Leads people to be down on the economy. How do we know? 57% say their financial situation's getting worse. Only 23% say it's getting better. All bad for Biden. But what did he do that was wrong? Well, he was president at the time. Okay, that can be enough in politics, but is it enough for you in terms of your analysis? He forced too much money into the economy and spent too much on programs. That's the GOP argument. That's why there is inflation, they say.
Okay, and that is a very plausible reason why there is inflation. But the fact is that Joe Biden, in his limited campaign appearances, because most Democrats who are actually with a chance of winning are not eager to have the president draw them down, because the president is not popular. Most people don't approve of the job that he's doing, and they don't approve of the job that he's doing precisely for the reasons that Chris Cuomo made very clear, which is the economic difficulty and pain and challenge that normal Americans fear. And when I say fear, this is a very, very important point for Republicans to make. Is not that basically we're ruined, we're destroyed, but that unless we change course in a dramatic way, and I do hope in the last 3 weeks as this primary approaches, as not this primary, general election approaches on November 8th, Republicans will make it clear the way things could change for the better. Not ruining the full faith and credit of the United States, not the disasters that Joe Biden is predicting, but something actually beneficial in a substantive, measurable way on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.